In the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh. It is written, it is read, it is old, it is new, it is God's, it is true.
Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me.
We give thanks for all who read the Bible in public worship, for all study groups and training courses, and pray that through the study of the Scriptures, your word might find a home in the hearts of your people.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this gift to offer, the fruit of the skills you have given us. Accept it and us to further your purpose in the world.
Blessed be God forever.
I'm the Reverend Alison Way, and I'm the rector of the Benefice of Wood Hill, and this is one of the churches within the Benefice of Wood Hill, so I have four parishes.
Why has today been so important?
It's marked another stage in our journey, really, and we're at this point where we found we had this very treasured Bible, and it's been so positive and great for us to then be able to find some way of storing it safely and having it displayed in a beautiful piece of furniture. The people here are marvellous at taking things forward and making things happen and being so encouraging to one another and in this community. There's a real heart of this Bible and what it means to us. So that's been super, absolutely super.
This Bible means so much. It means so much not only for our tradition as a Christian country, but also for the church. It's just the culmination of years of seeing a Bible at the back of the church and nobody taking real notice of it. And then suddenly, you know, in the anniversary year, we discovered it, and now it's in its proper place. And also the fact that we can actually see it and turn the pages, and it's not in a museum, because so many of them are, aren't they? You know, so we've got our own Bible, and it's in its place where it should be, where it was given in the first place, and we can use it as the Bible.
I'm Dr. Graham Kings, the Bishop of Sherborne. Martin Luther said the Word of God has legs, and that was, I think that's very true. Once it's translated into the vernacular, and the King James was the vernacular at the time, so it's good to read the old version, the King James, the authorised version, but it's also good to read modern versions of the Scriptures.